You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. On today's episode, we've got audio from the Denver band Morsel. Enjoy.
play the bass, sing some songs, and write some songs.
Yeah. I'm Scotty. I'm from Charlottesville, Virginia. I play the mandolin, and I also manage the band, and do some singing and writing too.
I'm Adam. I hail from Woodstock, Illinois, originally, and now I live in Denver.
My name's Ricky, Kranger. I also come from Woodstock. I play electric and acoustic guitar, and I just like to shred.
My name's Evan Hotson. I play the dobro, and I'm from York, Maine. I also play in band Strings and Box around Denver.
Us unique as a band is the fact that we have so many different tastes in music, from like rock and roll to a little bit of jazz, but a lot of bluegrass and new grass, like Leftover Salmon and Green Sky and bands like that, kind of moving on.
Yeah, I mean, I know none of us are, you know, come from a traditional bluegrass background. We started playing music as kind of like a college party band. We were like a rock band. And then I switched to the mandolin at some point and kind of never looked back. And then we added Evan on the dobro and kind of taking a turn towards the grassy side. We're definitely a rock band turned bluegrass, I'd say.
We still like to keep it loose and groovy and jammy.
It's gonna get steamy in here.
Hot damn, Scotty's just a poor farmer.
But we are more so.
Well, I was just a poor farmer. Nothing growing on my land.
Songs called Mountain Song is actually a three-way collaboration between myself, Scotty, and Evan, and we really just wrote it in pieces and put it together and then decided to harmonize it as well, kind of as a blend of a band that wrote a song together. And I think it's one of our coolest songs, better sounding songs.
Yeah, it was really inspired by our trip to Winter Wondergrass last year. We kind of wrote it right when we were back in the office thinking about the mountains, daydreaming. But
I've got that high water rolling down the canyon after me, and it's high water coming to sweep me off my feet. Well, it started in the clouds all with the coming down the mountain once again. It's rolling thunder now.
Also, you can find us on Spotify. You can search Morsel. Our logo is the tomato. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, Morsel Music.
Apple Music, YouTube.
On the Google archives, we've got some live shows up on the archive.
So. My phone number is...
Or you can just come see us live, too, if you don't want to.
Check out Space Tapes.
Space Tapes.
A bunch of stuff on there.
And it's high water coming down, getting after me. Well, it's high water coming to sweep me off my feet. Well, it started with the clouds all in the rain, and it's coming down the valley once again.
We'll start off coming up on the December 27th. We're playing at the Fox. We're opening for Yonder Mountain String Band, and we're super stoked, honored to be opening for some legends. And then we're definitely looking to get in the studio some point in 2020. We have a bunch of new original songs that we want to get recorded, and pretty excited about it.
On January 11th, 2020, we will be performing at Globe Hall at the Battle of the Bluegrass Bands. The winner of that will be going to Winter Wondergrass. It's five really good local bluegrassy bands from the Denver area, Colorado area. And it should be a really good time. Hope everyone can come out for that one. We'll be right back.
gentlemen, we've had a lot of fun with you here tonight. I think we're going to wrap it up here with one more.
Give it up for Mark Lavengood Band, who's going to come on after us.
Thanks for listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. Today's episode featured audio from the band Morsel. The show was recorded at Cervantes' Other Side by Kirk Hubbard, and it was produced and edited by me, Max Paley. If you could please tell a friend about the show, we're trying to get as many bluegrassers out there access to some of the small and medium market bands that are either coming out of the Denver and Colorado scene or that are performing here in the Denver and Colorado scene. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.